Hello, I'm Kenji Matsura. I watched the talk given by Ken Robinson. I almost agree with his ideas. However, I have some ideas which I want to add to his ideas. I want to tell you my response to his ideas. First, he said that children's creativity and the potential capacity are infinitely. However, nowadays, the educational system regards mistakes as the worst thing. This theory destroys children's creativity. I agree this idea very much. Children are forced to fear mistaking by their teachers. Children want to do innovative things or do something in new ways based on their creativity because they fear making mistakes. I think that the ability of judgment to something wrong or correct is very important, but it is stupid that people shouldn't do something which we cannot judge correct or wrong. If we fear doing something new, we can't grow forever. Teachers have to make the environment where children can challenge a lot of new things or do something in various ways. It maybe can lead children to grow and find each abilities. Secondly, Ken Robinson said that there is a ranking order between the subject to the other subject. In concrete terms, mathematics and language study are placed on the top position. Next, humanities or civilizations. On the lowest position, artistic subjects are placed. Recent education system regards the subject which is very useful or helpful to work in the society as the most important and valuable to spend a lot of time. I think that mathematics and language study are certainly very important for children. But we should not make light of artistic subject. Spending too much time to study specific subjects unbalanced is bad for children. Creativity is a process to construct original and valuable ideas. Creativity is produced by interaction with every field. We should give children the opportunity that they can learn many studies, certain arts. Third, scholarship or results of tests are often regarded as intelligence. Nowadays, a lot of people who have amazing creativity have felt that we don't have any talent. Schools don't value highly their talent. Moreover, teachers say it is bad to children who have ingenious creativity. I think that important thing is not only results of tests. Of course, memorization, calculation, study of language, and so on are very important. But expression of something which they feel or think based on their creativity is also very important. In conclusion, I think we have to bring children up as it is. We should give children opportunities which they can enrich and display their infinite creativity in the place of education. Thank you for listening.